under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
IF. Thank God it's Friday, July 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. This first segment today brought to you by the debate, the first biennial debate of the candidates, hosted by 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Is going to be this coming Thursday, July the 11th, at the Ellison Place in Gaylord, Michigan. Text me the word debate. I'll send you the flyer in a text message. You can forward it to all your friends. Ask them to share it. This is all hands on deck, folks. We need everybody there at this debate. All the elected officials and the candidates have been invited. They've been served constructive notice via text messages. We'll find out who respects you, is willing to come and answer questions in front of you and ask for your support and your vote. Those that show up are the ones you need to vote for. This is very simple. We, at this radio station, this show, are going to hold our elected officials accountable. And if they think that they can not show up and then expect you to vote for them on August 6th, I got news for them. No amount of mailings, no amount of TV ads, no amounts of radio commercials will earn your vote if they don't show up. You need to come and find out who is going to show up at this event. For those that don't show up, I'm studying up on their voting records, their bill sponsorship. I'm looking at their campaign finance report. I'm going to look at their residencies and be there to talk about it for them. I will not be impersonating an elected official or candidate. I will be a reporter answering the questions that the chairman asks of the panelists, asks of the candidates and elected officials. Dare Rendon, the chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, will be there asking questions. Bob Britsky, chairman of the Presque County Republicans, Scott Swanson, chairman of the Sheboygan County Republicans, Dan Bonamy, chairman of the Crawford County Republicans, Brett Gooding will be representing Emmett County since Parker Fairburn is the chair. Mike Garreau will be asking questions on behalf of the Mackinac County Republican Party. We're still waiting for Kay Laser and a guest panelist, very involved in fighting the deep state in Lansing, taking on the government, a local businessman, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, will be part of the panelists, asking questions of the candidates and elected officials. Send me a text, 231-360-5140. Text me, debate. I'll text you back the flyer and you can share it with everybody. It's this coming Thursday. Doors open at 4 o'clock at the Ellison Place. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electspalberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of this Friday show, July 5th. Joining us on the line right now from the road, the traveling man, Josh Saul. He is the candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Trucker Randy. How's it doing? How you doing this morning?
We're doing good, buddy. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. 4th of July events yesterday, Vicky and I attended the parade in Central Lake. There was parades and things happening. But as a candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District, 36 counties, how in the heck did you pick and choose where you guys were going to go yesterday?
Well, for me, it was a relatively easy choice because I've been in northern Michigan my whole life for the 4th of July. So I went to the place my family always goes on the 4th, which is in Lake City, the greatest 4th in the North. And this year was the first year I've participated in the parade, but we hung out with the people there and it was a great time because I think the way that you show that you're going to live your values in Washington, D.C. is that you stay the same person that you were on the campaign trail. So luckily for me, it was easy because I didn't have to change my family's routine. We just did the things that we normally do, just with a much bigger audience.
Much bigger audience. And one thing that's pretty interesting, we were in Central Lake and there was probably over 2,000 people packed into the streets there. I couldn't believe how many people. We barely turned the corner and got maybe, not even a quarter of a mile, quarter of the 1 mile run. We ran out of candy.
lots of kids,
lots of family. It was a good time. Let me ask you this, Josh. The debate's coming up this Thursday. And one thing we're very excited about, you'll be there, of course, joining us for the very first hour. You will be debating at 5 to 6 p.m. My question is, are you able to get the information out to people? Are you forwarding the flyer to people? Are you helping promote to get people to come to the debate on Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to be forwarding the flyer out to everybody who's on our that we have in our email list and everything like that. And we're also going to be making sure that we post about it on social media. And I'm going to be getting my videos back going this week, so I'll make sure that I'm promoting it with that. With those as well, because we need to have the voters of Northern Michigan have the opportunity to hear from the candidates and hear a difference of vision. And if Jack's not willing to show up to be able to do that, then I think that that shows the people of Northern Michigan that he doesn't respect them enough to be able to present his ideas of how we solve the problems of the day, because we've got a lot of them. And if you're not willing to step onto the stage and present your solutions, then you're probably not built for this job.
Well, one of the things that we're doing, Dare Rendon is the chair of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. We've got a lot of county chairs. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, who's been very much engaged in dealing with Lansing and Washington and all the problems he's had, are going to make up the panelists. They'll be asking you guys the questions. My point is this. If the congressman feels that he can blow this event off and not come and answer questions from county chairs and the first district chairwoman and a businessman that's had to struggle fighting the government, what does that say about the congressman?
Well, yeah. I think that Jack Bergman has shown who he is throughout his entire life. And one of the things that really frustrated me when I was doing my research into him is you look at his very first commercial in 2016. He says he's a political outsider without ties in Washington, D.C. And that was just a slap in the face to everybody in the military who knows better than that, because you don't become a three-star general without having ties in Washington, D.C. and without being a more talented politician than probably every single person who was serving in Congress. So
right.
the fact that he has been that arrogant to be able to make that claim for that long is a problem. But, you know, I think that it's time for us to have people who represent the values of Northern Michigan to be able to go to Washington, D.C., and we can export our values to them instead of them trying to import their values to us.
Well, you know, the interesting part of all this, too, is the campaign that is happening. I'm not seeing it. Some signs have popped up here and there. I haven't really seen any advertising on TV yet. I don't know if I've just been missing it. But as far as appearances, again, asking the question of you go to all these events and different events with the Republican Party and other organizations. Again, have you seen him on the campaign trail recently?
I have seen him I did find out at the Lake City Parade, he did make an appearance there yesterday. I didn't see him personally, but there was some people who did mention noticing him in the back of the parade.
Okay, so there was a Jack Bergman sighting up here in northern Michigan.
He didn't stick around for very long, because right after I went over to the Republican Party tent and I didn't see any of his materials and I didn't see him there either. So I don't know what he was up to.
Now, tomorrow morning, early 6:30 there in Traverse City, is the Republican event. Are you planning on attending that event?
Yes, I will be there, and my team's going to be there, and we're going to be going to I'm told I'm going to be have an opportunity for a 5-minute speech, and we'll be there to answer everybody's questions and meet with everybody, take pictures, and hopefully earn the votes of the people of northern Michigan, because it's one thing to look at our current representative and be unhappy, but I also want people to be comfortable with me as their choice, because just voting against somebody doesn't always get you what you want. So vet me as hard as you want to, ask me the hardest questions that you can, and it's my job to prove that I can answer those questions. And if I can't, then I'm probably not ready for this job.
Well, one thing you might want to consider doing is taking that flyer and actually printing it out.
Yep.
And you might want to hand it to Jack, put it right in his hand and say, looking forward to seeing you on Thursday in Gaylord. And that way you're serving him with constructive notice. I've texted it to his cell phone, but no response. I've sent it to James Hogue, his communications director, no response. So maybe you can personally serve him tomorrow morning and have him enjoy his morning coffee.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You know, it seems like the Biden 2020 campaign is being resurrected in the Republican Party, and I just don't think that is a good look for any of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to hide out, I guess, not being willing to debate, much like how Mike Rogers isn't willing to debate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Kind of interesting. Let me ask you this question, Josh. A lot of people have donated to your campaign. Vicky and I was able to escape late last night for a late dinner in Traverse City, and we were at the Olive Garden. That's one of our favorite Italian salads that we like to eat. And sure enough, family walks in, and this young woman, I'm going to say she's probably 17, 18 years old, was wearing a black Josh Saw for Congress T-shirt in Traverse City. And I looked at Vicky, and she looked at me, and her parents looked at me. I was in had my radio station T-shirt on. And the guy goes, "Are you Chuck or Randy?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "We hear Josh on your show all the time." And his daughter was wearing one of your T-shirts. People can buy T-shirts. They can wear them at events and different things. What's the best and easiest way for folks to do that, show their support and donate to your campaign?
The easiest way for anyone to donate to the campaign is on the website. We've got a big red button. If you click on it, it'll take you right to the donate page. And we have the T-shirts available at all my public appearances. So if you run into me anywhere, anyone who donates to me at any of our events, we are making sure that we can provide a T-shirt for you. So that way you can show that you support the campaign and be a walking billboard for us. Because we're trying to do a grassroots kind of and we don't have the money that Jack Bergman does to be able to put a mailer into every single voter's mailbox twice a week. That's not the campaign that we're running, because that doesn't show what you actually, that doesn't show that you're engaging with the people, and that doesn't show true leadership. Being able to put a mailer in somebody's mailbox means that you have a creative, you have a good graphics design person who's able to put messaging that you have paid for test groups to be able to put together, and it doesn't really get to the heart of the issues and the solutions that we need. And that's the thing that I'm trying to present as a candidate, is I don't just want to complain about problems. I have solutions to them. So if you go on my website, I've got all the main five things that I'm focusing on this campaign. I don't just complain about why I think they're bad. I present how we move forward with these in these areas, so that way we can heal the government and we can heal the trust and faith in our institutions to allow us to be able to save this country. Because right now the problem that we face so often in politics is nobody who's running is presenting solutions to these problems. We're sitting at the precipice of people completely losing trust and faith in our government, and nobody's willing to say, hey, maybe we need to take better accountability for the things we do. And that's a basic, obvious step that the people of this country are desperate for, and that's what I'm trying to provide.
Well, it's kind of interesting because even in your commercial, you mentioned about you being a CPA and yep. talking about accountability and transparency and getting the debt under control. No congressman, not even U.S. Senator candidate Rogers or others, are even talking about solutions. You go to his website compared to your website. He doesn't have any solutions. Bergman keeps wanting to regurgitating, you know, committee assignments and committee bills and things that have nothing to do with the deficit, the out of control spending. It's about time, you know, we hold him accountable. We hold these other folks accountable because, like you say, it's the only way we're going to be able to save our republic.
Exactly. And if somebody's not presenting you the plan to solve the problem, then it's pretty fair to assume that they don't have one. So that's why when it comes to the financial issues that we have, if you go to the financial responsibility tab on joshsolveforcongress.com, I break down a list of principles that I would follow as your representative, as well as a three-step process for how we dig ourselves out of the debt and deficit crisis that we're currently in, while also trying to tackle the real estate crisis that we're currently facing. Because one of the things that representatives have not wanted to touch with a 10-foot pole is the fact that our commercial real estate and residential real estate markets are both about to collapse. And if we don't do something about it quickly, then we're going to be the generation that was the end of the American experiment. And if I'm not willing to accept that, I don't think that we are resigned to that fate. But if we do not make structural changes to the way that our government is formed and functions, then we're going to be like the old Romans of old, who at one point in time thought that they would rule the world forever and now are a footnote in history.
Yeah. Real quick, you were talking about the real estate market.
Yep.
What are you basing that on? What research have you looked at? What are you considering? Real quick, short answer.
Well, we have $1.5 trillion worth of commercial real estate that needs to be refinanced by the end of 2025. And with the current interest rates and the devaluation of commercial real estate, a lot of that is unusable assets. They're not going to be able to be refinanced in the way at the levels that they were, and the interest rates that are available make it economically unfeasible. So we're going to have a bankruptcy wave that sweeps across the economy. And is, when you put it in perspective, the 2008 crash was a total of $400 billion worth of assets. This is $1.5 trillion. So we're talking about times the magnitude of a problem.
Yeah, 400%. Hey, I'm going to give out your text line because people are asking for signs. That number is 989-808-3004, 989-808-3004. Just give a text message of your address where you would like to sign. We've got a gentleman on U.S. 23, he says, between Mackinac City and Sheboygan, and he'd like a large sign if you have one available, so I'll have him contact you there. Josh, final thoughts before we let you go, real quick.
I'm just looking forward to another weekend of being out with everyone on the campaign trail. Tomorrow you'll be able to catch me up in Cherry Fest if anybody's going to be up there for the last day after the legislative dinner. And we're going to be out mingling with people, shaking hands. And hopefully if you have any questions or concerns about me, come and put my feet to the fire. And I hope to be able to earn your vote.
Excellent, sir. And make sure you print that flyer out and hand it to Jack Bergman tomorrow morning. Have a good weekend, Josh.
Yep, you too.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight. A pilot and his passenger escaped uninjured from a helicopter crash in Monroe County. The man was flying his plane back to Willow Run Airport on the 4th of July when he experienced engine trouble and crashed-landed in a farmer's field. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnaw says they're continuing to investigate, and no one was injured. One of President Biden's top surrogates, Governor Gavin Newsom from California, spent some time in South Haven on the 4th of July. The governor was asked about claims that Biden can't hold events after 8 o'clock at night because he's too tired.
So I didn't, it wasn't a literal 8 o'clock I will be.